close out this press conference today, we are announcing that President Biden has lost the 2024 election. We are not powerless as American Muslims, we are powerful. We don't only have the money, but we have the actual votes. And we will use that vote to save this nation from itself.
It's happening, gang, precisely as we predicted just weeks ago. The fallout from the Israeli-Hamas war is about to take Joe Biden down. We're going to see the latest disaster to befall bumbling Biden and why it promises to virtually guarantee a battleground state disaster for the Democrats. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, coming to you from beautiful Southern Florida. And you know what else is beautiful, gang? Have you seen the price of gold lately? It's absolutely skyrocketing. The world is returning more and more back to gold and silver. And that means that there's simply never been a better time to get into gold and silver than right now as we speak. And that's why I've partnered with the amazing company Gold Co., because I know the patriots there are ready to help you and guide you at a time just like this. So go ahead and click on the link below right now to get your very own gold and silver kit absolutely free. That's right, this gold and silver kit shows you how to get into precious metals tax-free and penalty-free, even if your money's still in a retirement account like an IRA or a 401k. And get this, you may already qualify to get up to $10,000 in free silver. I told you they're patriots just like us, and they're here to help. You've seen the writing on the wall, gang. Don't wait until it's too late. Defend your financial freedom by clicking on that link below right now and getting your free gold and silver kit today. Muslim Americans who were instrumental in Biden's election back in 2020 are officially abandoning Brandon in droves. Muslim leaders from several battleground states gathered together in Dearborn, Michigan over the weekend to officially launch an organized national campaign to ensure that Biden loses in 2024. It's a stunning development. As many of you know, Muslim Americans, Arab Americans, were instrumental in helping Biden win in 2020, voting for him with upwards of 70% of the vote. And this was crucial in swing states like Michigan, which is one of the most densely populated Muslim populations in the entire nation, particularly in Dearborn. But shortly after the breakout of the Israeli-Hamas war, we began to see that support crumble. Some weeks back, a group called the National Muslim Democratic Council demanded that Biden force Israel into an immediate ceasefire, or else they would work together to organize Muslims to actually vote against Biden in battleground states in 2024. And it looks like these political threats have some very real teeth behind them. Muslim and Arab Americans have been increasingly coming out openly telling Biden that they will not be backing him in 2024 because of his blanket support for Israel and the Hamas conflict. NBC News recently published a report on Biden's support among Muslim Americans absolutely cratering. While 70% of Muslims voted for Biden in 2020, that support has plummeted to today to just 16%. Around the same time, a Zogby poll found the same level of collapsing support. Zogby found that Biden's approval rating among Arab Americans has gone from 74% in 2020 to just 29% today, and support for Biden's re-election has dropped from 60% in 2020 to today a mere 17%, a 42% fall. Now, it's official. Organizers from several swing states gathered in Dearborn to announce the formation of what they're calling the Abandoned Biden campaign. As you heard, they vowed to ensure that Biden is and remains a one-term president. As you can see, they're highly confident that they're going to be successful, declaring that with their campaign, Biden has already lost 2024. Remember, he only, quote, won by 40,000 votes in 2020. And so with Muslim and Arab Americans abandoning him in droves, he is one and done. You just saw those votes evaporate, especially in states like Michigan. Now, we've been predicting that Biden was himself going to be a political victim of the fallout from the Israeli-Hamas war. And this is because, simply put, Biden's pro-Israel position and support stands in stark contrast to the majority sentiment within the Democrat Party. Polls show consistently that Democrat voters overwhelmingly side with the Palestinians by double digits. And this tension is aggravating a bitter clash within the Democrat Party. American Jews are finding out more and more that the majority of their own party is seeing them as the oppressor, right? The discriminator, the persecutor, the perpetuator of racist apartheid system against the Palestinians. And this, of course, is causing more and more Jews to rethink their relationship to the Democrat Party. So while Arab American voters are adversely reacting to Biden's policies, Jewish voters are adversely reacting to the majority Democrat sentiment. And this is causing the Democrats' politics of resentment to spiral out of control. We talk about this a lot on this channel, this notion of what's called resentment politics, which is a politics that reinvents society as comprised of merely two groups of people, an oppressed group and an oppressor group, a victim group and a victimizer group, right? Those who supposedly discriminate and those who are in turn supposedly discriminated against. If you want to understand the politics of the left, this in the end is really all you need to know. The left's politics are entirely comprised of resentment politics. So what's happening is that two groups of voters, Jews and Arab Americans, who have thus far seen themselves as having a common identity as oppressed victims, are now looking at the other as the oppressor victimizer. It's really quite fascinating. When all is said and done, resentment politics only works if the coalition holds together with a common identity of victimhood. The moment one group is seen as oppressive and discriminating, the coalition collapses. And that's exactly, I think, what we're seeing happening inside the Democrat Party. Democrats are now openly campaigning against Biden. Let that hit you. Democrats are formalizing a campaign to abandon Biden and consign him to a single disastrous term. The coalition of victims is unraveling, and Biden may indeed be its next victim.
But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.